BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是佳莹。Joining me is Neil.
Hi, everyone.
本期节目中要回答的问题来自听众 Cinta， 问题如下：您好，今天在做一道选择题时，被几个选项难住了 ，factor、element、component、ingredient， 这四个单词究竟有什么区别？期待您的解答。谢谢听众 Cinta 发来的问题。Neil， 你能给大家讲一讲这四个易混词之间的区别吗
？Sure. Let's first look at factor. We use the noun factor to refer to one part of something that contributes to or affects a situation, outcome, or choice. We often use the word factors to talk about the parts of a result which had the most impact.
我们用名词 factor 表示因素、要素，指促成事件结果的特定情况或事实。强调这个因素对结果产生的影响，比如预算不够，可能是某人决定购买更便宜商品的一个 factor。听两个例句。
There were several financial factors that led to the business being sold. Joe's weight was a big factor in his decision to reduce sugary drinks.
While the nouns element, ingredient, and component have their individual uses and differences,which we will talk about shortly, they can all be used in general to refer to an individual part of a situation, plan, event, or decision with little difference.
是的，问题中的其他三个名词 element, component, 和 ingredient 都可以泛指情况、计划、事件或决定的要素成分。在表达这个含义时，三个词几乎没有区别。听三个例句。
Good planning is an essential element in any great business plan. A vital component of my friendship with John is honesty. My husband says that communication is an important ingredient of our relationship.
Now, let's look at how these three words can be used differently. Firstly, element can be used to refer to an important part of a situation, plan, event, or story.We often use it with words such as key or vital to emphasize its importance. Element is often used to refer to parts of things that are created or imagined, such as a story or film.
前面我们说到 element 可以指情况、计划、事件或故事的基本组成部分，也就是元素、要素。比如搭配 key element 和 vital element 的意思都是关键要素。强调某个成分的重要性。注意，名词 element 所谈论的事物经常是抽象的，比如它可以指故事、电影等创作想法的元素。
In my opinion, cake and party hats are essential elements of a great birthday party. The writer wrote down some key elements she thought would make a fantastic story.
Now let's learn component.Component can refer to physical parts that are put together to form something bigger. It is most commonly used to talk about electrical and mechanical parts of machines and vehicles. None of the other words are used to talk about parts of a machine or vehicle.
名词 component 除了指事物的组成部分以外，还可以指机器和车辆的电子或机械零部件，而问题中的其他词语都没有这个含义。听两个例句。
Several of the components in this computer, such as the graphics card, were very expensive. The mechanic needed to buy some special components to repair the engine of the vintage car.
Finally, ingredient can be used to refer to a food or substance which is combined with other foods to make a dish.
问题中的最后一个词 ingredient 可以用来指食材或原料。听两个例句。
I like to cook with fresh ingredients.I think they taste better. I just put a few ingredients together randomly, but the final dish was amazing.
好了，总结一下，名词 factor 的意思是因素，强调事实或情况对结果产生的影响。Element, component 和 ingredient 都可以指情况、计划、事件或决定等的要素成分。表达这个含义时，三者几乎没有区别。其中Element 经常用来谈论抽象事物，指故事、电影等创作想法的元素。Component 还有电子或机械零部件的意思。Ingredient 还可以表示食材或原料。
Remember, if you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us too. Our email address is questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
你也可以通过微博向我们提问，我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。谢谢收听你问我答节目，我是佳莹，再会。
Bye.
BBC Learning English.